not like it used to be. You see, you had all your big trucks, they'd be lined up along the outside the market there, right down there by Moonwalk. They'd all be lined up on there, you see. And well, you have all kind of vegetables, you see, and they'd go down in and they'd put them all out there, and there's big bushels and all. But one place, and they wouldn't want to buy a bushel of them, so I mean, that's the only way they were selling them. So that's when these speculators bought all the stuff up and made them pay their price for it. But they bought it up off these poor people because they needed gas money to get back home. See, that's why they had these poor farmers. They came all the way from, I'd say, at least 200 or 300 miles away from there.
Like where?
Oh, northern part of Louisiana, down around the mouth of the river. Man, they was coming in. You ought to see some of the poor little trucks they had. Oh, my. Believe me, those are the fellows I really felt sorry for. The farmers themselves. They had to get out there and plant that stuff, worry about whether they're going to get a good crop. And after they got it, they'd have to get out there and harvest it, wash all that stuff off, put it in the truck, and then come in here and don't get nothing for it. Well, they're doing a little better now than they did before because you see down there, I think they auction them off. Whoever pays the highest price, either they don't go. Or they can stand outside on the road and peddle them on the road and they get a better price for it, which I think they're doing. Man, you could go down and get a sack of potatoes. Well, let's say you got three families. A sack of potatoes only costs you about $1.50. Well, that was pretty good. You could go ahead and put the difference in. And split the whole sack of potatoes out. You needed a sack of potatoes to feed 8 and 10 kids. Same thing. Eggs, that was a rarity with us. Man, you already saw it. We used to eat, if we got coffee and bread in the morning with butter on it, it was lucky. But boy, man, things are really rough, I'll tell you. And these people talk about it now. Man, I see some of these kids, man, to go out, now, I know, I got a nephew. He can't go out now unless he's got $25 or $30 in his pocket. Believe me, I mean, that's going out somewhere to eat. All we could afford was a poor boy sandwich, and that cost 25 cents.
What?
Poor boy. Not that big. Roast beef, combination. You see, that's with Parasol up here on 3rd and Thompson. They're pretty well famous for their poor boy. And you get one about that big, about $1.50.
They good?
Oh, man, the best in town.
They on what street?
3rd and Constant. That's not far from there. You see, they got them in this underground gourmet. Every now and then you see the name in there. That's the best poor boy. Well, they're rated as about the third best poor boy sandwich place in the town. And what they go for, you see, plenty of people like it.
What's one of the best?
Well, frankly, I think they are the best. They got another place down below, Little Pete's, and well, that's way down on St. Claude. And then they got Mother's over here on Parties and Chopper Tools. You ever go in there?
Mm-hmm.
That's another place. You ought to try going there. Now, that's another place where you can get a story.
Mother's.
Right over here on Parties and Chopper Tools. And you see pictures on a wall of the boys that was in the service. The man that owns the place. His boys. And they got a lot to tell you. And they're famous for their baked hams and roast beef. Oh.